Being haunted by a ghost.
Unexplained mysteries
to license.
Mysterious.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Unexplained phenomena.
I said a boom, chicka boom.
Boom.
Strange lights in the sky over Houston.
Bigfoot, it turns out, is real, according to one group of researchers.
Weird, wild stuff.
Mysterious.
All right, folks, this is going to be a very special podcast. As you see, we went to see the Sir No Face, the much-hyped movie that we talked about on the podcast. Well, we bit the bullet and went and saw it. They had buy one, get one free. 2-for-1 tickets. So we went with Shaggy and Huck from Paraholics and the Paraspective podcast. And right after, we came immediately back to our house after picking up Whataburger first and recorded 2 hours worth, over 2 hours worth of discussion regarding Sir No Face and our reviews and our thoughts and our opinions. So it goes down like this. First half of this this discussion is on the Paraspective podcast. So go to your iTunes, go to your Stitchers, go to your Googles, and subscribe to this Paraspective podcast to hear the first half of this discussion. The second part is going to be right here on Mysterious Boom, and you're going to hear it right now. But you, of course, want to go listen to that one first, because that is the first hour of our discussion. This is the last half of our discussion, and it was a very good one. So go check out them first, and then come right back to hear part two of that discussion right here in this episode of Mysterious Boom. Paraholics.com, para-holics, H-O-L-I-X. X.com for information on the Paraholics and links to find the Paraspective podcast and how to subscribe. Go check it out and come right back for part two right here.
Nothing scary happened there. Lights flickered and a ghost kid ducked in and out for 2 seconds. That's it.
Noises.
But
lights. If you've never experienced in your life, though, wait a minute. You're speaking for everybody. You're speaking for yourself.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
I speak for everybody.
But vote for Shaggy.
Make the paranormal great again.
If you take... You're an idiot. If you take
most of the time
everything that has happened to us, and you subject somebody who's never had anything happen to them,
yeah,
that would be scary, dude.
I guess. I don't know. Oh, dude, speaking of flashing lights.
Oh, woo. Yeah, there you go. Good.
Oh, another thing I'd like to point out. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh, take it away. Weapons are here. No,
that's just a flashlight.
I was going to say that they did point out in the Q&A that there were no light bulbs. It's not as if a light bulb came on and then went off.
See, I wish I would have said that in the film.
They didn't say that
they
in the film.
They never said that there wasn't power.
Yeah, they said there was no
power. They said there was no
power,
but they didn't say that there was no bulbs. Because what if that underground person just flipped the switch and gave some electricity back?
That's a good point.
It's very important to know that there was no light bulbs.
I would like to point out the fact that the way that light acted, when you turn a light on, it comes completely on before you can turn it off.
Right.
That was just like a brief thing that came on and just filtered and just drifted away.
It almost was like
it wasn't a natural
light. Right.
Because at first I was confused when we were watching it. I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention to that part, but when they got the light flashing at first, when I'm looking at it, I see what I thought the lights were on. And then it flickered off and then on. I thought the lights were on and flickering on and off. They didn't do a good job of explaining that. Yeah, but no, it was they're sitting in total darkness, and thinking from that perspective, it seems more like a camera flash happens, because it happens all around you instantly. And I've actually caught some cool pictures that I posted whenever we would take still shot photos with a flash, and I put it in iMovie, and I just catch the spot with a flash, lit everything up, and I'm like, screenshot, that's awesome. You know, did you get good photos that way?
Yeah.
So,
So how did the government make these flashes? That's what I don't know.
Well, that's like Christy said, we need to find out. Message your boy and find out, were there light bulbs in the building? I get it. There's no power, but were there bulbs?
Why would there be bulbs again with no
electricity? In the Q&A, I think that's what one of the people underneath us that were on the floor asked that question, the three-parter guy.
Uh-huh.
He asked that. He asked, were there bulbs?
And what did he say?
He said no. He said there weren't bulbs. It was more like
and to answer
ball
your question,
of energy. Our people saw it as a ball of energy. I don't know about you, but if I get a really bright flash, I'm going to see a light.
Where it's emanating from.
The residual light in my vision, a blue light or a pink light or whatever, I'm going to see that just because
that's
I've been exposed from dark to bright light. So they're saying they see spheres that the colors are changing.
They did say that.
But the problem with that is if I'm in the dark and I have this huge flash of light,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel like I see a floating light.
Right, because the footage didn't pick any of that up.
Mm-mm.
And that one guy did say he saw different colored lights.
He did.
Right.
He did say that. And the reason why I was asking about it is because we've been all the places we've gone to, there's light bulbs in them, even though they don't have power. Yorktown, no power. These places, but they didn't take all the old bulbs out when they left.
I'm just thinking that place is so old it's never been wired for electricity. You know what I mean? Those are just rooms.
They said that it had power, didn't they? It just didn't have power.
Well, whenever they were building the ships,
yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
At some point, it was a port for building private ships, remember? And they would have, at some point, I'm sure, had some sort of power. Not to mention that they had went in and made this a park. And they put millions of dollars into the facilities. So I'm sure that the island has power because, you know, they have to have restroom facilities.
Yeah,
that's a big
thing. Easy to be clarified.
That would be something really important to know.
I bet we could look online and see, not look for paranormal footage of this island, but just look for tourist island of this footage. And see, you could probably see if there's lights. Because it's like, I've looked at some of these shows where you see, I had one of the wrestlers that when we go to Beaumont and work for wrestling, where did he go? He went to one of the big ones. Did he go to Waverly Hills? Okay, he went there on a tour during the day, like for a regular tour. And I've seen all these. It looks like if you went to the San Jacinto Monument and you see all the displays and all that stuff. There's all kinds of stuff like that in there. But when you just watch the shows on TV, I don't see that.
Oh, you mean they have it set up like a museum?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like all over the place there was stuff like that. But you never see that on
certain sections. That,
right. You never see that on the show. So I wonder if we've seen footage of this island
in other places.
On other places, we might see where there's power.
Now, if you think about it,
like
they have ferries coming in and out,
mm-hmm.
and it's a public park. They have to have lights.
Well,
you go to a park,
there's people.
Is it still a public
park,
or did they shut the whole thing down? Is there no more public access?
See, that's what I want to know, too.
Because if there is, this is simple. We just got to join forces and go to Australia and find out where it's
at. I'm game.
I'm down.
I want to go to Australia.
Dude, I would love to go there.
Road trip.
Bucket list. Yeah.
That's a good question. So that's something we probably should... Well, what was the name of it? We can look it up right now.
It's Cockatoo
Island.
Do y'all have a problem with getting signal here? Who do y'all have y'all's network through? Your phone service?
I'm AT. Or no, we're T-Mobile.
But you're not going to get signal.
Why
not?
Oh, you mean Wi-Fi? Or you mean
talking about phone signal.
Oh, well, our son, you have an iPhone?
Uh-huh.
Our son swears iPhones don't get signal. He has an iPhone too.
Yeah, I got LTE and I've got three bars and now it's been trying to open his YouTube video up of that Ghost Stalkers footage.
You mentioned that like an hour ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Dang.
So what?
He said my phone is useless here.
I just
because he has
out.
An iPhone.
What?
I forgot I had that on.
It's on me.
Something touched me, man. I was like, it's on me. I'm gonna take this off before I hurt myself.
Just your bracelet.
All right, so you've proved it.
People
will think that stuff is scary at the island, so I understand why the government shut it down.
They need any suicides on their hands.
Do you have a different idea, Christy, about this while I look up Cockatoo Island?
So do you have Wi-Fi?
I thought Yes, he has to set it up. I thought that...
I have to go through a lot to set it up. I had to, like, go in and find your MAC address and all that.
Oh, dang, you got security on it? Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, ever since he was looking in it, and what was the van? What was it?
Oh, the FBI surveillance van?
That was actually on our Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
that
mine too. I have a phone shot of it when I was in New Orleans. Wow. I was in New Orleans, and I used to ride, I don't know if you know that, professional BMX, but I was down there riding Flatland, and I was at a contest, and we were in the Hilton, and I opened up to turn on the Wi-Fi in the Hilton, and it said FBI surveillance van.
What?
I've seen that here at our house.
Some people do it. I'm here now. Some people do it.
Very good
joke.
Job of
because you can change it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you could put that in yourself.
I said, why would they announce that they're using our Wi-Fi?
You think they'd have
better? No problem. It's just the government, guys. Yeah. We're
oh my God!
Their Wi-Fi thing is NSA is spying on you.
Okay,
I'm looking at Cockatoo Island's Facebook page right now. Upcoming events. Haunted History Night Tour. Friday, August 11th, 6 p.m. Haunted History Night Tour, Cockatoo Island, Sydney Harbor.
Get out of here. So they are still cashing in on it.
Oh, man.
No, they don't say anything about a host or anything in the description.
Craig Powell.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that would be.
Wow, he just got rid of the whole team. And
now he took the money ring.
Dang.
That mother...
Man, that's messed up. It seems like now... If they're still cashing in on it, well, first of all, they must not be that scared about the place, obviously.
So that theory's out?
Yeah. They just wanted, apparently, Craig and his team, who captured this great, you know, footage that could have brought in paying customers, they captured this footage and gave it away to Chad Kalick in this documentary.
They do this every Friday.
Okay, that's what it is. They just wanted them out. So now they can run their
run
tours.
It themselves.
Ticket costs $25 adult plus booking fee. Children, $15.
What about ghost children?
up to 16-year-olds and concession plus booking fee.
What about overnight investigations? Because, you know, we can set up to go.
You know something I don't? Win the lottery on the way over here?
Which one?
Then they have convict precinct guided tour. So they have stuff going on there.
Do they have the Sir No Face tour?
Oh, well, I bet they can't say that. Peekaboo.
Peekaboo ghost tour.
I don't see. There's a long description of it.
He can be spooky, but just don't get too close. Okay, he'll abduct you and take you to his planet and probe your butt.
Skeletons. Let's see. Bring the whole family or come alone if you're game on this 90-minute nocturnal exploration of the convict workshops. And Gale Tunnel, Dry Docks, Bioli House, our very own haunted house, some say.
Really? Some say, air quotes. Wow. Do they promise the light flashing phenomenon on command?
No. It says, with its early colonial beginnings as a prison from which there was no escape to reformatory for orphans and wayward children. Yep.
Wow.
Then working shipyard for more than a century. No wonder Cockatoo Island is haunted by its own history.
Dude, that's
they
ridiculous.
They did him dirty. So and now they're pursuing this guy to sue him to
shut him down.
It's like, aren't y'all making
enough money?
Don't
say nothing about no face or nothing on this.
Well, they
thing.
Can't. I'm sure that's copyrighted.
Nothing about Craig Powell, that investigation team, none of that.
I don't
stuff.
Say nothing
so they're
about
not
who
cashing
who
in
does
on
it.
What they're putting into the world because maybe
ridiculous.
They don't own it.
Try your phone, dude. Go to Safari and see if you can open up that video. It's on YouTube.
Which one?
Just do a search for Ghost Stalker.
So what you're saying is
apparition.
One Friday soon, Australia.
Let's see, when,
hey, if I'm willing to go, somebody's got to fund that mess.
Yeah, I'm there. Let's
yeah,
go.
And then on
Ghost Stalkers.
On every Friday, they have the Haunted History Night Tour. Every Saturday, they have three convict precinct guided tours.
Well, that's ridiculous, man.
Wow.
They are making
so
money.
So I'm pretty sure they got power.
Wow. So that team gets the best, apparently, footage ever, gives it to Chad. He makes the documentaries get paid off of, and the team no longer gets access to their best place to investigate. The team has been disbanded, and the government's now running ghost tours.
Mm-hmm. Sounds you like, know what?
Two,
sounds like
there's
the
two
team
every Friday. There's one that starts
is,
at 6, one that starts
at
6:30.
On this.
I'm thinking...
Honestly,
so this kind of blows away my whole government conspiracy about...
You know, I'm thinking this team, the Whisper team, I'm thinking they were the ones who took the brunt of this. And they lost their team, who's probably been faithful, solid team for years.
Yeah.
And now they're caught up in the middle of some litigation. And probably
all
half the team
they
wanted...
gave some footage to...
Right. But it created such an internal conflict in the team, though. Like...
Wow.
It'd be nice to know who wanted to cash in. So said we're throwing money at them, and they're like, hey, we're, you know.
What really sucks about this has been a problem with the paranormal community since day one. They're haters, they're backstabbers, you know, oh, this is my footage, and they don't want to help. The podcasting community, like we are here, is very open and friendly. The paranormal community, not so much at all. They try to promote and preach paranormal unity. But there isn't a whole lot of that, and it's for crap like this right here.
Well, you know, the Ghost Adventures crew, back when they first got that full-body apparition in Culver City or whatever city, wherever that was it in Colorado or something? Wyoming. What that footage, I mean, they could have gotten paid for that. They didn't. They just were excited to be on Fox News. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did a Fox News morning show and covered the footage.
All right, this is supposedly...
Oh, no.
Found more?
This is on Cockatoo Island. A concert. I'm sure they got power.
They're having concerts on
now,
the island?
Now, the island, I'm sure, would have power. My question is, the old buildings that they're... running ghost tours out of, apparently, now. Do those have power?
Right.
They claim they don't.
You might want to just kill the volume.
I have movie
so
and popcorn.
Have it on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, just see if it shows it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to recognize. Yep.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, there is.
Are you ready for the global phenomenon that is Ninja Warrior filmed last summer on Cockatoo Island?
They did mention in the film that they were looking at some... movie props that were there from a movie that had previously been filmed there. So have to have power.
No, that's a good point. Was in an area where there was supposedly not power. All right.
Did Wolverine have like flashy lights in this? Can you just leave those?
No, that was it was Jubilee. She's the one that's got the flashing little power.
We'll make use of those.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all right, in comparison to what we just saw,
Chad and Tinny were nowhere in there. They had a camera set up, just a regular static camera. And
No.
He was in another part of the building.
No,
Chad was.
I thought he was in the same room.
No, he wasn't in the room. He was outside of the room. The room was unmanned.
That was the scariest part about it, because Tinny,
he couldn't talk to him.
And he's in that room with it.
No, he came back in. See, this is after.
Oh, okay.
So he was out roaming around in the basement, and then he comes back and he goes into that room where the incinerator was. And
so all right. So we're watching a clip from Ghost Stalkers.
Yeah, for you guys at home
and
that can't see,
I think it's a better full-bodied apparition capture
than Sir No Face.
Sir No Face.
I mean, it lends to the idea that it lends to the idea that ghosts and apparitions give off light versus shadow figures, like you said, absorbing. Yeah. So it's like that. It's John Tinney, right? He said that figure right there, the way it was moving, had that more of a, what did he say? Maybe you should turn the volume on so you can hear what he says.
It has more of a fluid motion.
And it was on the environment. It was on that back wall.
Right.
So when it was coming by.
Yeah.
So there's nothing. It wasn't nothing in front of it because they couldn't see the dirt being moved around.
Right.
Okay. Hey, speaking of movement, something I mentioned to him in the car on the way here is they said, "Oh, this can't be human movement." I mean, they weren't experts or anything, but an expert opinion.
Yeah.
However, I watched the same footage everybody else did, and I thought, okay, before I knew it was 4'6" childlike size, the arm. They focused on the fact that the arm wasn't human movement. It looked very rubbery. It had no joint. There wasn't a joint in the arm. Like, if your arm is bending, I mean, you see the bend. It was just as if the whole arm.
And you know what else too? Now that I know that it's that size, it was disproportionate.
Very much. The arm was way too long.
It was. It was disproportionate to the body.
See, I was so focused on the face. I wanted to see the details of the face, and I never even noticed the arm.
The body had. It was a gray body. It was.
So it was just a dummy that someone just stuck out and pulled back. It was a freaking puppet, dude.
It was very rubber-like.
It's Kermit. It was. So Kermit the Frog. There you go.
Now,
car wreck victim.
Now
it kind of
makes more sense because now that they're doing, I bet whenever they kicked him out of this thing, I bet that's shortly after when these ghost tours started.
Yeah.
Because they can't have this paranormal team on the island when they're trying to do all these ghost tours.
Exactly. Now they've been out there for 2 years. Did they happen to mention at what point during that 2 year time frame was this apparition captured? Was it towards the
end?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't mention that until the Q&A.
It was in the Q&A.
And I missed that during the Q&A.
I'm like, at what point did you not realize your timeline is a huge support in why you can't go back, you can't reenact it? Oh, it's only 4'6". Get a 4'6". Person out there and see instead of a 6 foot tall person out there. It's because 1 week they captured it, the next week they tried to reenact it, the following week is when he was on the island with them. After that, no more on the island. The
documentary has a lot of loopholes in it. It doesn't have a lot of good explanation that
they could have put in there.
I think there's a lot of information that in the documentary or even the Q&A that we're not being told.
Mm-mm.
Because this whole thing about not knowing that the island has ghost tours.
Yeah.
Why didn't they say that in the
Q&A? How long have the ghost tours been running?
Oh, that's a good question.
I wish I would have known that.
And at what point, okay, so the documentary is being, this is its second year? That seems ridiculous already on its own.
All this is from 2014.
This is what we need to find out. From the time they were kicked out and the time ghost tours have been running, do those overlap? Because that would be very telling if they were out there doing their investigations and simultaneously there was ghost tours running. Because then the only reason why they kicked out was because suddenly this Sir No Face footage was a big deal.
So hold on a second. So this toured last year, 2016.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the film, it said in December the team broke up. So they toured with this while the team, and then after they toured last year, the team broke up?
Right. You said that they were touring with them the first year that it went out.
Not, I say them, just Craig.
But he's not touring with them this year.
Nope.
There's a lot.
Something's going
that
on.
We're not
here.
Being
yeah.
told.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a lot.
Well, clearly, the movie, the documentary's been edited.
Yeah.
For them to be able to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've added that.
If they toured it last year.
They were,
and the team didn't break up till
December?
That's a good point.
2016. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, it's not like... Okay, here's another thing I'm thinking, too, on why they're touring it and why we don't have DVDs available. This, if they're being sued by the government, they can't release no DVDs of that. What would happen?
Or what if, like you're saying, this is a different version than what was being shown last year? They had to change stuff.
Well, they had to change that in.
Yeah.
They had to change where it said the team broke up.
Yeah, unless he got a premonition, he's really, really good.
So they were all part of it, or at least Craig was. They toured last year, big hype. Then they should put out the documentary and roll on to the next thing. But everything fell apart,
and
then they started touring it again this year,
and they're
slightly
sued. Remember, and
who's
then Chad even.
That's it. See, doesn't say specifically.
Is Chad and is,
well, he said
you
that
remember
they tried. Go ahead.
At the Q&A, whenever they had their cameras there, they had them try to sign something. Craig's wife signed a paper, but she wasn't a part of the production team.
Right.
So, haha, we still got the footage. He was bragging about that.
Yep, that's right.
And that's why they can't go back to the
episode. Yeah, he was being elusive with that.
So I wonder if Craig got sued and they're like, hey, idiot. My wife signed this thing. Now we're getting screwed over.
Wow. Oh, man.
I know I'm not touring with you anymore. You know?
Right.
You've ruined my life.
Wait a minute. Say that again. So
when they were on the island
the fourth time,
they had to do that thing where they had to hide the cameras and stuff,
mm-hmm.
the government was there keeping a hard eye on them. And they told them that they had to sign a paper that they weren't going to film or whatever. And Craig's wife signed it. And Chad said during the Q&A, he's like, well, guess what? She doesn't work for our production team, so... Remember?
So they can still use their footage.
So they're like,
technicality.
Right. But the technicality, is she not getting
not
sued
getting
because
in trouble?
Of it?
Yeah.
Because he's not in hot water for it, but is she?
Wow.
Are they?
You know, that's what's funny is he didn't, in the messaging he and I have done back and forth, he says that they are, I can't open it. If I could open it, I could read it. I'd let y'all even see the message. He said that they're being pursued legally right now over
it. He did say that.
Yep. Oh, you read it.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, he doesn't say who. He just says us. We're being. So that would,
right.
They're not married. She doesn't have his last name. So, but, I mean, inherently, it's him too. You know what I mean? Yeah. My wife is getting sued. I'm getting sued.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
I'll turn
dude,
on my
that's
Wi-Fi
crazy.
Real quick, and then I'll turn
you.
This on. And see
could
if we
that can... be, you know, also part of why they've split up?
Why they're not touring
the team.
With them anymore.
Yeah. He's claiming that I split the team up, you know, because I want to focus on the family.
He might be protecting his team.
Yeah, poking on his family, not getting
very
sued
much
out
so.
Of
right. He but took them out of the equation
completely, right?
Technically, we in our team, we don't consider any one of us head of the team.
Right.
But if one of us leaves the team, even one that carries a major role, I wouldn't expect the rest of them to stop investigating.
Right.
So just because he steps down from running the team, there were how many members?
Well, they will open
I'd be
it.
Like,
yeah.
Man, that sucks. All right,
check it out.
We'll catch you on the flip side. The rest of us are going to go investigate. See you later. You know, we got shirts and whatnot.
Right.
You know, we're not just going to walk away from this because...
Well, they may have had to walk away from the name.
Now, that may be...
Right.
That might be part of the conditions under them not going to
do it. Because it did say that they were pursuing their own paranormal interest individually.
Oh, it did say that? Okay,
it said that at the very end of that.
Was that in the Q&A again?
No, that was
the
picture
little tag at the end.
At the end, that stayed on the screen for a little bit.
Was it he is going to do his individually?
At the very end?
It said him
okay.
Specifically.
Yeah. I was tired of reading by then, so I didn't actually read that part. So.
Yeah,
you were hoping they'd tell
that
you.
That was a part that kind of got me. It's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of reading in movies.
If I want to read, I'll pick up a book.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, again, overall... You know, I'm with you. I love documentaries.
Yeah. The presentation was good. The camera work was wonderful. He had beautiful.
But we know that we're going to see like
gorgeous.
Some superhero shots of Chad and people want. We know we're going to see Chad smoking in one of his movies, and like close-up shots of his face smoking.
Yeah,
we're going to see him
contemplative
blowing smoke.
That one was so awkward though. Where it showed up, it's just like blah 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 and.
Yeah. I just kind of like me.
Quit stalling, dude.
We knew there was
going to
be black and white. We knew,
yeah.
I mean, there was, you know.
But
I mean,
then he keeps focusing on that hallway. And he's like, and this footage
right.
was so amazing.
Okay, look.
And then the screen
was
black.
Y'all.
I'm like, no!
Yes!
Come on, dude.
I'm going to read y'all just this part of a conversation
I
had. And I asked him.
Okay, who was him? Let's preface it.
Craig Powell.
Okay.
So I said, hey, I do have one very big question for you, though, one that me and my team has posed a few times, and that is, since you have caught the holy grail of footage, in quotes, and know where to get it potentially again, why haven't you been back to Cockatoo Island?
Right. Now, you asked this before we saw the documentary.
Yeah. I asked him this. This conversation happened... Oh, gosh.
A while back, huh?
Well, no, just a couple days ago, like a week ago.
Okay.
Thursday. So just three or four days ago.
Yeah, because it's Saturday.
Yeah. And so I said, is that a fair question? He says, great question. It actually covers it in the film. Did it?
It explained why they haven't been back. It sure did.
He says, but once the government saw what we had captured, they came to see it for themselves. They were that shocked and downright petrified that they
all pissed their pants.
That they put a stop to our investigations out there.
And started ghost tours.
He said.
And started ghost tours.
They didn't say that part.
He said, there is also a third party involved that actually contracts accommodations out on the island. They were dead set against us being there and capturing more footage, in turn scaring potential clients and dollar signs away.
Could that be the ghost tour company?
Maybe.
That wouldn't That's make the third any party. Sense. Because if they had this footage and you're there for a ghost tour, you'd want to be there.
Sure.
This is that's not like, going to make them lose
that's
money.
That's a selling yes. point.
That's a huge selling like point. Free but wait, publicity. Though,
they don't need a paranormal investigation team.
No,
there.
They don't.
All they right. need is a team to run ghost tours.
He says. Right.
Total different group of people.
He says, my thoughts are this. I don't believe the footage is the Holy Grail as such, even though I know what's on the film. In parentheses, he says, end of the day, if someone doesn't believe it, they won't. Then he says, the Holy Grail is the location. It's an investigator's dream, phenomenon on call. That never happens. He goes, we miss that place every day. Not a day goes by when we don't think about it and what's out there. He says, I'm not allowed to step foot on the island anymore. Very disappointing.
Dang.
Next one, he says, Australia is not as open in regards to paranormal as the States. We really struggle to get access to places. When I was in the States, I had people throwing keys to their locations at me. And then the
what
last
part
thing,
of the states that he ended up
I know.
In.
And then the last thing he says here. Is they are trying to go legal with me at the moment due to the no face footage efforts.
Wow. I want to see Craig.
And Craig,
footage.
If you
I
hear
see
this,
him come over and do
I,
a show.
And yeah. I just want to say this, Craig, if you're listening to this podcast, no, I don't mean anything bad by reading this stuff, dude. This is all.
No,
in your defense,
like, I feel bad for the
we,
guy.
We
absolutely,
yeah. We want you to know, man, that we're on your side, and
they got the absolutely. Raw end of this deal.
Yeah, we feel absolutely. Y'all got shafted, and
I think so
it's
too.
Wrong for what they're doing to you guys.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's clear he wasn't dealing with Texans because we don't treat people like that right here.
Nope.
Well, Chad Kaling says he's from.
Oh, crap.
We're supposed hey, to... now.
Yeah, he said he was born in Alvin, right?
Right. He yeah. moved when he was
12. He moved to California.
So he didn't get reared properly.
He used that southern word.
Reared. Everybody got reared in California. Wait.
Yeah. New York. Was it? New York City. Get a rope.
Well, I think what he's saying is more like San Francisco.
Oh! What kind of rearing are y'all talking about?
You've gone off the rails.
Oh, boy.
This isn't the Why? Perspective. We've gotten more graphic with it.
Oh, there's children involved. It kept showing his kid, too. It was like, why does it keep showing his kid?
Yeah, story? It was like constantly. He's got a cute kid, but if we got to see it one more time. I'm going to lose my mind.
You know, I saw a bumper sticker one time that was pretty cool. It said, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as quickly as I could.
Yeah, there you go. Amen, yeah. brother.
Overall, I thought the film was decent. I wasn't mad. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, if I wouldn't have gone and seen it with you guys, and, like, if we would have just went by ourselves, I might be a little bit more...
Asking for your
disenchanted
money
with it. But yeah. I wasn't disappointed.
Uh-huh.
I knew what to expect from yeah. Chad's kind of films, you know what I mean?
See, I haven't ever seen any of his films before, so yeah. I didn't.
I've seen American okay. Ghost Hunter.
Okay, I never
seen it. And it's a lot like this. It's he tries it. He really does work hard on them, mm-hmm. and he does put a lot of work into it. But sometimes I think that's to a fault. Like, I think some more simplicity
right.
would have gotten the narrative across a lot better.
Yep.
And that's just my opinion on
that's
it.
That's fair.
But I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
That's fair statement.
I'm not kicking myself for seeing the movie.
Right.
And I thought it was. I in fact, this is our first kind of it's you know, like paranormal lecture outing type mm-hmm. thing to go to.
Well,
and
same for us.
We've same for us.
Been to and I'm not. I'm not. I'm not upset about yeah. it. But you know, I'm not. A lot of it to me was comical.
Yeah.
With saying, "Oh, this is guaranteed." The Holy Grail of paranormal, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Yeah. To me, it was getting a little bit self-serving
mm-hmm.
a lot, and which he tends to do.
Another thing I'd like you to ask, Craig, is, you know, if they were there for 2 years, did they capture anything else? Because all they showed in the film, Cerno face,
mm-hmm.
flashing lights, the loud snapping that was behind him that scared him.
Right.
And
that's it.
Him telling the story, the recount of seeing the ghost child.
Right, Craig saw
the ghost child.
So there's four
the shadow figure.
And there was Chad saying he saw the government agent headed down yeah. to the secret underground base.
Right. And he heard the metal and the glass breaking. He heard noises.
Okay. Yep, there was that.
Oh, the metal, yes.
But the metal door slamming shut.
Those last four things was all things they told us. You know, where they didn't have any Where's the evidence for that?
Right, right. You know?
So if they were out there 2 years and this is really the holy grail of places on command, I want more footage.
Right.
I mean,
like if you're out there and you're investigating, where is the sound clip of the metal? Where is the sound clip of the glass breaking?
Yeah.
Right? Do they have a YouTube channel with all their stuff on it? Or?
Maybe, though, but here, maybe since Chantilly they're in litigation.
See, that is...
Maybe they're in litigation again, some of their stuff that might be locked
did
up.
Did you hear him in the Q&A right at the very end? He said, Craig Powell has much more footage that I hope he will release. Maybe in a secondary documentary. Did.
That's right.
If
he actually has Sir No Face coming all the way out and into the room next time. Slaps the camera.
They have to change the it to Surface because you get a clearer view.
Yeah.
Surface.
Surface. Surface has surface.
Boy, Sir Babyface.
Oh, boy. Surface to say.
So what is so Christy? What is your? So we never got Christy's take on it. So what is your your final? Because we've given our finals on it. So what's yours?
I believe that it could have been staged. I don't believe that the team that caught it knew about it. Whether or not the government was in on it. Whether or not Chad Powell knew he was going to be there in 2 weeks and paid off a security guard, let somebody in there, so that they could have this great footage, and he happened, you know, the big long story about I was about to go out and smoke and I just happened to turn around. I mean, he set it up really good.
He did.
He almost would have never seen the footage in the world.
I told you that on the way over here, remember?
Could it have been real? Could it have been all the synchronicities happened to just go together at the right time and nobody is really at fault? Maybe that security guard just forgot to mention
when you put that timeline that Kaylee was going to be out there within a few weeks. He had to know. He had to have his stuff booked.
Yeah.
If he would have had a patsy out there and able to get this done, that does make a lot of sense where he could have set something up.
Okay, but going back to Craig Powell, and he's talking about, he really hyped up that fact that, you know, you were walking out to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
You could have missed the whole footage.
Right.
Well, if I'm Craig Powell and you're Chad Kaylee,
you already seen footage.
You've already seen it at this point. But let's just say for the sake of this discussion, you hadn't. You stepped out, smoked a cigarette. When you come back in, guess what you're going to watch? You're going to watch my footage because I want you to see this amazing footage.
Right.
So that part didn't make any sense to me. And nothing against Craig Powell, but he was hyping that up saying, I mean, it was total.
That was part of the story plot. That's all it was.
You know, you could have totally missed it and never have seen it. Why?
Wow, what if
I think he would have played been showing that everybody. Up because I think Chad made it a point to say, I almost missed that. I was going out to smoke.
Drama, that's
I
hype.
Think that that's bait that he put out there to get Craig to say this. Hmm. More so than Craig being at fault for it, it seems as if Chad baited him
I see
that.
What you're saying. I can see that, you know, faced with the camera and criticisms.
Right.
But still, you know, if I was Craig Powell, I mean, he's already showing everybody.
He's showing them at the tour. That's part of his. Remember,
at the spot.
It's at the spot. Yeah, he's not going around passing it out. He's only had it 2 weeks.
He might have been under contract.
He's only had it 2 weeks.
Investigating.
Okay, so you almost cut me off there.
Sorry,
saying that. No, because
that's what you were going.
I was about to say because it's awfully ironic that this WSRP whisper team has been doing these investigations for years as a team, and there was footage out there of the other investigations, and now all of a sudden you can't find any of it. You can't find no Sir No Face footage. I looked extensively prior to going to this movie. So it's either in litigation and the government and the court system now has it locked up until this is all over with. Hence, what he meant by there's going to be more, hopefully more footage released.
Well, now he claimed he's got the footage.
But who?
Chad Kaelic was saying that
Craig Powell doesn't.
Yeah.
Craig told me personally that he has, I'll be honest, I asked him, let me see, I want to see it. I asked him what he showed me, and he's like, I don't even have it.
He's got 2 years worth of footage.
He doesn't have the No Face footage now?
That's what he's told me. That I have a big problem.
But
the government came in and took all of his
equipment? Yeah, because look, you're going to tell me that you're showing these footages, these films on a weekly basis or on an investigational basis and people weren't filming? Sorry, there's a lot more hucks out there.
Dude, I back up everything on an SD card. It's buried in my backyard. Good luck.
Yeah, it's been, I've looked for it too and it's amazing. I bet it's one of them things where if you try to put it on YouTube or whatever, and the minute the words Sir No Face come together, it's getting striked off.
We're going to find out.
Hey, Cockatoo peekaboo. That's what you call it.
There you go.
Cockatoo peekaboo.
That's what you call it. Cockatoo peekaboo.
Booyah.
Oh, man. That's
instead of Sir No Face, I'll just say, I'll call it Ms. Yes Face.
He had to think about what's off his face. No, go there.
So, okay. Now that we have the knowledge that there is two haunted tours every Friday night.
I still want to know when they started, by the way. If it overlaps. Yeah.
Or I can put it in Spanish. I can put Sin Cara. Sin Cara. Without there face.
I bet. Why wouldn't they use the team? Because usually tours like that are hosted by paranormal teams,
now, they
right?
do have a lot of them that, not all of them, but they do have a lot, especially when it's a you know, hardcore haunted location.
Yeah.
They'll have actual... The team that investigates that place, right? So, prime example, if we were going to start having ghost tours at Monster's House, the Paraholics team would host them.
Right.
We would bring it, we'd have gear, we would take the people around and do that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I could totally see their team hosting the, you know, the stuff. So, I don't know. He mentions a third party that came in.
I think it all stems from him giving that footage to Chad.
I think so.
They were being... I mean, the government had them there investigating. They would have been the perfect people to host these tours.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once they screwed up and gave that footage to Chad, they brought in somebody else.
That's one thing you could ask him. You know, how long... You know, we looked up the place online. They're currently running ghost tours. How long have they been running ghost tours? And did it overlap with y'all's 2 years investigation? Ooh,
yeah.
And just see what he says. Very good. It's pertinent.
They were planning on cutting them out long ago, and maybe Craig and them found out and said, "You know what? Screw you. The footage is getting out there, whether you like it or not."
That's a good one too. They knew that they were going to get the rug pulled out. So then Greg's like, "Here, Chad,
take it."
Here's this footage.
Now that's a good point.
Yep.
We can't make a documentary out of it. We can't sell it. We can't put it online.
And he knew
the
damn
government's
well
got us under, you know,
that
what?
Chad and Kaylin.
They're about to give us the
and
shaft.
You
know what?
Then you have international laws coming there because they're not from Australia.
That's true. Australia is not going to be able to, subpoena Chad and his bunch to come to Australia to get the boot.
But
they're going back.
Interpol can actually Interpol.
Interpol,
yeah, that's what crosses international boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
For like,
care about no steam.
If you ever seen a video from like the 80s, they used to put it on there.
Right, yeah.
Interpol laws. As,
yeah,
you know.
I copied all those.
Oh. He's like, I did that right when I was cutting all those tags off those
mattresses. Yes.
And that makes me wonder, because like you said, there's so much footage that should be copyrighted footage on here. Is that why we're not seeing it on DVD too?
Well, again, I was saying, wasn't that a Jay-Z song? He played almost the whole thing?
Yeah, dude, that was the whole
Illuminati
song.
Illuminati confirmed right there. He had so much copyright material that I think far, you know, goes beyond the Fair Use Act. And I don't even think the Fair Use Act qualifies if you're selling it. That only qualifies if you're doing like a YouTube video, you know, something that's free. If you're going to profit off of it, I don't think you're allowed to use the Fair Use Act to steal someone's footage.
I kind of think you're...
I found a post here from February 18, 2015. Cockatoo Island Ghost Tours on Sydney Harbor.
What year?
2015.
Boom.
That's right after...
Dude.
It's listed right there.
Y'all heard it first here.
December
14th. The Paraboom. Mysterious perspective. we have uncovered it.
Go right ahead.
There is a conspiracy going down.
On your left.
So they got kicked off in December of 14? Is that when they got kicked out?
I don't know when they got kicked out. They started touring. I mean, this is the post. That's the earliest post I've seen.
Well, that's a good question. They were touring the documentary. This is the second year. So... I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, they were showing pictures of the plane landing in 2016 to get footage and stuff, weren't they?
Right. Was it too?
This is February
18,
2015.
Wow.
It
looks
right
like
there.
That's what happened. No way. Come on, man. What is going on? Something shady's happening up in here.
It's like we can make a documentary about the documentary.
We can actually. There is something going on here that they're not talking about. You know, and we already stated that you know Chad made a good documentary, but he left out so much pertinent information that part of that came out during the Q&A, and the rest of it we've talked about amongst ourselves that he did not put in this documentary. That he had plenty of filler footage that could have been cut out to make room for this much more pertinent
there information. There was a lot of filler.
Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah. That's bad when you have to have a Q&A afterwards to discuss all the important information that you left out of your documentary. Now let me answer all the questions that I left out.
And it was very important things that could have easily been addressed.
Yep.
You could have taken 2 minutes to address the timeline. You could have taken 2 minutes to address the fact that they were... It stated he went there with them and had 50 people during the presentation. They were given a tour. Mm-hmm. They were giving their most compelling footage to these people on the tour.
Yep.
This makes sense that there were 50 people now.
So
because I'm like, why were there 50 people with them?
So people were paying to see the
footage. Right.
He never says that they were paying. No. He never says it was a tour. He just said he was. No. They were with.
He said that.
People, right.
Here's one thing too that got me too. They said that he invited them back for a ghost hunt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he said that they were selling tickets to the ghost hunt.
That's right.
You remember that?
So that's basically a tour.
Yep.
Because Chad Kelly doesn't do nothing if it don't involve money, it seems.
Dang.
And that's exactly what I thought whenever he said that in the movie. And he said that, you know, we had the tickets sold and I got back on a plane.
You're just wondering if it's a one-off at that point because it doesn't address that, or if this is an every weekend thing.
Right.
Where that's
they
not
do it, where was the Whisper already doing ghost hunt, and they had special guest Chad Kalig come in.
Come out, yep.
He said they got approval for it.
They did.
He did say that once we got approval for it, that's whenever he looked up the island. He also addressed the fact that, oh, I didn't look it up at all. I had no idea what was going on until after we got approved, and then I looked it up. As if I wouldn't have anything to do with them 2 weeks before when they got this footage.
But he also claimed, that Craig Powell didn't contact him. He contacted Craig and said, hey, I want to come back out there and hang out with y'all, but I want to do an investigation. Do you have any place we can go? Yeah, Cockatoo Island.
Like he wouldn't have known that this guy was running tours there already?
Exactly.
I mean, it's available. I just found it. It's on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running haunted tours.
Well, you know, Chad had... He had to put in the, you know, kangaroos and the didgeridoos, and he didn't have room for that other information. Dang it. Again, I'm not hating on Chad.
Wait a minute. I have something really important that's inside of here. Okay.
Let it go.
So they say throughout the whole movie that they think this is Sir No Face. And then at the very end, for like a split second, it's only 4'6". It must be a child. It has to be a child, right? Then we go through that for like a minute.
Right. They just...
And that's it. And it shows a flash on the screen real quick. Boom.
Yep.
And, you know, that's for cinematic. And I get that. But... We didn't really know that it was a reformatory for children. We had no idea. It happened to this point. The film was already made. The film was already made whenever I was reviewing it.
That's right.
And so we didn't really know it was a reformatory. Little girls locked up in the Billa Lola Reformatory on a bluff at the top of the island for no crime other than being orphaned or abandoned. In the 2015 article that I just found from February.
Man, somebody didn't do their homework. Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. Or did they?
And just left it out for kangaroos and didgeridoos. That's what it looks like.
Now, was Chad not given this information during this entire making of this documentary until he found that it was childlike? Then he presents it to Craig and they go, oh yeah, it used to be a reformatory. Oops, we left that out. Or they didn't think it was pertinent enough to mention it. Or did they know and just overlook it for cinematic purposes and then say, oh, we didn't know.
So the documentary was pretty much done calling it Sir No Face, because that's what they'd been calling it, when Chad apparently discovered that it was a child. Craig and the rest of the team had not discovered this yet, right? Because didn't Chad say he's the one that told Craig that it was a child?
Yes.
So suddenly the Sir No Face name makes no sense, but that's what apparently the entity had been responding to was Sir, which is what Craig and them said at the beginning. So why is a little, you know, four-foot child responding to Sir?
They assumed that the image that they caught was the entity that was responding to Sir. Right. But there's no evidence that it was at all.
That was a child ghost that's being kept held hostage by Sir. And he's not made himself known yet.
Or an alien that just stopped over to say hey to the camera. I mean, Huck's not here, so I have to put in his two cents.
Sir was like, great alien, go look.
Well, what if Sir No Face was just on his knees when he leaned around the corner, too? I mean, we don't know. Did you see feet?
No.
What I did see is the way that it's edited, it was very gangly. Mm-hmm. The arms were long. The neck was thin.
That's a new shirt. Gangly.
Is this not a normal word?
It was gangly.
He makes fun of my words all the time. Gangly is a word.
I beat him to it.
Yeah, you did. Okay, that's enough out of you.
I've heard gangly before.
Thank you.
That is not surprising.
It's like luncheon meat. It's a real word.
Luncheon meat?
Heard that episode.
Yeah, that was a good
one. That poor dog.
It's just a funny word.
It's a normal word. Gangly is a normal word, too. Anyways, whatever it was, it did not fit the mold of what we consider norm. But that doesn't mean that it's not something that's completely explainable.
Exactly. Or something that was hoaxed or faked in some way. So I guess basically, man, we've taken this all over the place and back again. We're saying that quite possibly the government has something to do with this, and that neither Craig and his team Chad and Craig, none of them had anything to do with any possible hoaxing. They think this is legit. And maybe I guess at the end of the day, we really don't know either way. And that's
we have to go take a ghost tour to find out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's go. Right now. Dude. Back up.
Sign me up.
Hey, where's the No Face footage? Not here on this island.
It doesn't say nothing about going to that house either. It talks about going.
I have footage. This might be good leverage.
Yeah, you say that now, but
I'm crying.
Keep up with that phone.
My waterboard upside down.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that.
Just take the phone.
This is not America.
Look, I got the footage. I'll show it to the world.
What are you doing?
You, stop.
What did I do?
They're Australian.
Okay.
That is not what you sounded like.
Well, Chad kept showing pictures of Hitler during this thing.
Oh, yeah, he did flash
He did
that,
use
he?
A lot of compelling
And we had, like, some melting snow
feeling.
Caps. Like, if we don't think this footage is real,
look.
We don't believe in melting snow caps. Mm-mm. We don't believe,
nope.
Look, we don't believe in Hitler. We don't believe in
I found all that footage
Jesus.
Very inconvenient. And that's the truth.
Oh, no.
I'm so confused.
If we don't believe in this footage, we don't believe in the internet.
Exactly. Hey,
we don't believe in podcasts. What are we doing?
Can you prove the internet works right now?
No,
you can't. Really, see? And for the record, I
if
have
it doesn't work, don't. It must not be real.
I can prove it don't work.
If it doesn't
boy.
Fit, you must quit.
So yeah. So now we know there is haunted tours. Now we know that there's evidence that. There was a little girl something in 2015. I don't
know.
Yeah, what? Oh, Huck was indisposed. Huck was indisposed at the moment. I'll get the names right in a minute. So, while you were indisposed, I found an article from February the 18th, 2015, that said the haunted Cockatoo Island and Sydney Harbors basically run in tours. That was February 2015.
Yeah,
right.
And in December.
But talked about children.
But it
also.
Says specifically in here that there were little girls in... I'm probably butchering this, Balola or Bilola reformatory on a bluff at the top of the island for no crime other than being orphaned or abandoned. And he specifically said, oh, we didn't even know that there was a reformatory there until after the movie was made and I was reviewing footage and noticed the height differential. Right. Then I called Craig and said, it's a child.
Yeah, and Dad then, told Craig it was a child.
Right, and then they found out there was a reformatory there for a short time. In between.
So is this another movie edit? Is that what we're saying?
That's what he was saying, is that the movie had already been done.
On the next tour.
They're running with Sir Novus. Yeah, yeah. On the next tour when it's part two.
Well, okay, so what's the connection? That being a kid ghost? Or was the
movie... He said that had no idea. In 2015, it's in an article online that I just found.
Oh, wow.
That there was a reformatory there.
He claimed he didn't know that this was happening until he was editing the film.
Yeah.
I got
but
you.
There was clearly online, or clearly he did not do his research.
Yeah.
Or he took them at their word and didn't even look into it until
even
after.
Though he looked over everything with a fine tooth comb and had to look into the background. And was gonna
crucify their cats and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we can speculate, but it's probably safe to say he's seen this and he just wanted the kid connection to be something that came up. You know, after the fact. Yeah.
So what was the documentary just before this one? The
Blood Red Sky.
Blood Red High. So maybe there was some residual left over in the bloodstream when they went to Cockatoo Island. And, just kidding. No, but still, I mean, it was a good
film, guys, let's make a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What's this?
Heroin? I like this white powder. I don't know.
Maybe that should be a monster or something.
Calm down now.
Everybody take a pill. You know what it means. You know what it does later on.
Take a chill pill.
Give somebody a placebo. Slip it in there.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
That's not cocaine. That was pixie sticks.
Give everybody a placebo, but make it a different one. You're getting LSD.
Right.
You're getting cocaine. In a pill. I don't even know if that was a thing, but...
and it's really the guy's going to be snorting lemonade Kool-Aid up his
nose. Now, we haven't
You get pixie dust.
We haven't watched the documentary. Maybe that's what he did.
That's what it said. It said that they did a drug.
But what we're saying
is, it alluded to the fact.
Yeah, but what if it was all a placebo?
You know, we don't know the twist ending where, guys, I tricked you. I didn't give you any drugs. That was
all your
placebo.
Because the one guy was like saying, you said you would protect us and you wouldn't let us get hurt, and you clearly put me in harm's way. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, psych, that wasn't drugs. Oh, that was oregano.
Oh boy.
I still got paid. Woo.
Yeah.
I'd love to know if he's the trust fund baby.
Apparently, he's got a lot of money, so all he does is make these.
That's what
films.
I'm getting at, man.
Well, he has his money
16
from
films.
Paranormal, what? Whatever that
State?
Was. State?
How does he have money and Ryan Buell doesn't? I don't know.
Cause Ryan Buell
snorted all of his money. He had it.
He's the one
that where he got the idea?
Oh, wow. He's falling.
Following
Ryan Buell's lead, dude, you're going down. You're going to jail.
Wow.
I hope the guy does get it together.
Yeah, me too, man.
He sounded like he is from the, you know, the Conversations in the Dark podcast.
You got to be careful, though. Shame, you know, fool me once, shame on,
I mean, I'm not giving him any money. But
yeah. So if he was coming to House of Blues, would you buy a ticket?
No. No. Well, unless he fooled me once.
I would send lead of going to film it. Because
then I'd figure out some way to get my knife in the blaze.
And that's what I was wondering too. Why couldn't we take knives in there?
Because they were afraid people were going to be really upset when they saw Cernovich.
That's it. That's the footage. No. It wasn't bad.
Hey, Chad, can I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I need my money back.
I have to say, when I did see the footage, I did get a little.
The very first time. But he did a good build on it.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely baited you over and over again, making you think you're going to see it. Uh-huh. And then it scared you when you got to, finally. Like, you're like, there it is.
It cuts to a commercial break. Oh, wait, we don't have commercials.
Yeah, because he kept on taking you to the point where you're about to see it, and then he takes you away.
Yep.
He did that twice, right?
Yep. So everybody's leaning in.
The first time I was like, "Oh, okay, that's cool."
And then it's the jump scare.
Ha ha. Second time I was like, "Dude, you don't show me this footage."
I kept looking in the wrong spot. Yeah, I thought it was going to be in that first door.
I did actually.
I had to delete stuff.
I had been recording too long, and I had to delete stuff.
I knew it.
They did that for you.
The people behind me, did you hear them?
No.
Like, he's filming. At one point, I was like, there was a cup. Somebody's cup was here.
Yeah, I saw the bottle.
So I was like this. I was like. And then I put it down here, and I was like, because I was sitting like this. And I had it, I had it in my hand down here like this. I was like. No, I want to look at it. I want to look at it. I was like, nothing but a bottle and a head. Mother. And then when I finally got a clear shot, I was just like, you know what? That's these mother. Like, there was somebody standing up there, and I was like this. I was just filming straight up like this, dude. And then I was
Huck stands up, and he's like,
and look, boom it. I thought I had it. And then I looked down, and it was a zero. So it wasn't. I was like, okay, record. Nothing. Not in the memory. I was like, oh. So I had to delete a bunch of stuff. But at one point, there were people standing there, and I was like, I wonder if they're watching me. I thought, I wonder if they worked here, you know? Yeah. So I laid low for a little bit. And then once I realized they were going to show the comparison, and I was like, oh, I got to get that. And that's when I heard them. People were like, he's recording.
He's like trying to tuck it under his hat.
He's recording. I should have stood up and like, man, you better shut your mouth. I ain't got my knife.
You're
going to be making a documentary about you soon.
The Ghost of House of Blues.
You're fixing to be Sir No Face.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Now, they did, and one thing that I was glad of is for some reason, I thought they was going to show the footage at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
But they showed it. They showed it, I'd probably say about, it was 45 minutes to an hour in. And they showed it a lot after that.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, they do show it a lot. I give them that.
And they show it with different variations.
Right.
Like the original variation is very shadowy.
Mm-hmm.
But then they do like the brightening of it and everything where you can get a better look at it, and they zoom in on the area and everything. So
yeah. I got all of them.
Huck's going to go home and watch them over and over.
Oh, boy.
And my email's EDWA.
You got PayPal.
Because you know that's how PayPal works. Just give my email address. Send $5 and I'll send you a Dropbox link.
In the memo, put Mr. Peekaboo.
But make sure you send that to a family because I don't want them charging me.
Oh, Peekaboo. Yeah. Friends and family, not a whatever.
Yeah, not a service or good because then I'll be in trouble.
There you go. Oh, man. There you go.
Oh, this is going up. You watching. here's what y'all forget is I have my own website. HuckIndustries.com is still up and running.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm just going to go make that my splash page.
Frame the cease and desist letter.
Just take the image, the best one, and just put it as my splash page. That'd be awesome.
That's good. Wow. That's good. So, yeah, I thought it was a fun night hanging out with the Paraholics and some of the Boom.
Same here. You know? Same here, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm glad y'all
ended up going. That was fun.
Yeah.
Real question is, are we going to do it next year when it tours again?
Oh. Just to see if there's some more footage on the end. Or we can ask about the haunted tours.
For the ever-changing Sir No Face video.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just trying to get it just right.
You know, the bottom line is, and we can end it on this, you know, we're never going to believe it 100% unless we're there. And we experience it, and we capture it. Because only we know us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, how they were about their team, oh, no, you know, I'll throw them off the balcony. You know, that one dude was like, nah, if I catch them hoaxing, I'll slit their throats. I ain't playing. That's how we are with our team. You know, we know no one is going to hoax anything.
That's why I was so adamant about doing the Ouija board with him.
Instead of Shannon.
Right. Because... me and this guy have known each other a long time, and we
like, I don't know you.
No, and we've known each other a long time, and we know what we're doing. Like,
absolutely.
If he tells me
there is a green Martian outside dressed like Barney, and he's selling snow cones. Dude, there's a green Martian out there.
You're going out there to take pictures.
I'm going out there to buy a snow cone.
But see, and that's why, you know...
Cause and this that's was, no slide on Shannon or any of those guys.
No, exactly. It's, yeah, it's let me clear that up. Because that's,
I would expect them to feel the same way about us.
Yeah, let's clarify that.
They haven't worked with this before.
It's just that you trust these...
And so, you know, but again, you know, I watched and I saw Shannon operate the Ouija board, and I know that there was no way his hands could. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
He's not pulling it back towards himself with two fingers.
Because Shaggy moved that planchette, and there is it is physically impossible. It is a physical improbability that you can move the planchette like that with two fingers.
See, Chrissy, you need to get hands on to find out about the movement.
But I'll tell you that thing made me contort. Yeah. I mean, that thing made me feel
like stomach was a wild night.
Headaches. I mean, just weirdness. That, like, that night, I don't know if that was self manifestation, but it happened, man.
It was our Cockatoo Island.
Yeah,
you know, because in over seven years, we need to do a podcast on that place, because that was, you know, in over 7 years, haven't experienced anything like that. You know, I'm still not going to say it was proof positive of the paranormal. But we had things happen that weren't normal that I couldn't explain. Oh. So I went forward and then I backed up.
We've never had any Easter no face footage as a team, but we've definitely caught stuff that makes you question what you're sharing space with, I guess, right? Okay. Like the EVP I always go back on of the water at Yorktown.
Yorktown, yeah, the water sound.
How would you ever record
sound
in a room?
Like running water.
You've got a recorder in a room where you know who's there, and at this time it's just him and my wife, and you catch an EVP of running water.
Yeah, J-Lo wasn't even with us for that. It was just us.
Like, what? How do you question that? Like, what could that be?
Mm-hmm.
Anything. It's not a natural phenomenon.
Sounds
it's,
like a residual thing.
Yeah, it was a residual thing. Which
it was
to
in
me,
the nursery.
Which to me, yeah, which to me makes me...
Were the nuns drowned all the babies?
Completely believe that.
So, is there a water source in that room? Like
yeah,
a sink
yeah, there's
or something?
A sink.
Okay.
Well, there's no...
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I was just curious because we were talking earlier about, like, dimensional doorways opening and how they said it sounded like broken glass or something like that. And maybe water would be the same situation. Like, here's a portal opening. And
wow. Now, he just raised an amazing idea that whenever a portal or a spot like that opens up, and it breaks in, it kind of breaks the sound barrier maybe, and natural sounds are heard. Glass breaking, water running, you know, take your pick. It could be something like that. You know, like you heard all the, it sound like all the dishes in the cabinet were pulled out at once and hit the floor. It was,
you know, wow, you know, it kind of goes back to the John Tenney thing about the vortex. If a vortex, which we caught, by the way, at the Black Swan Inn in the milk barn, we caught a vortex.
That's
that
what
vortex,
it like.
That thing was spinning.
This is a visual thing.
Yep. Yeah, and it and if it's moving as fast as you would think it need to, then you said it's just now like breaking the sound barrier.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing. You know,
that's interesting.
Dude, you know what? And this just made me think, because I've had a thing. It doesn't happen all the time. It happens a couple times a year, and when I've looked it up, they've called it exploding head syndrome.
I have heard about that.
Okay, and I have that, and I've had it ever since I was a kid. And I wonder if that has something to do
what's
with
it
these.
Sound, what's it do?
Okay, it sounds like...
I'm not familiar with this.
It's scary as hell. But, like, and it, you know, usually happens in the morning time, but I'd be like, dead asleep. And it sounds like if somebody was standing outside your bedroom window and just, like, let off a shotgun, like, within feet from your head.
I've had that happen before.
Yeah. And then you just wake up and you're just like, what the hell? You know, and you're just like in a panic, you know what I mean? And then, and then like, you just feel like...
First thing I did was question to myself, like, did I really hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I just hear an explosion? Like, yeah. And somebody else should have heard that. That should have...
Why am I the only one freaking out? The person beside you sitting there.
See, and I have that happen. I have it. To me, it happens like a couple times a year.
Dude, I've had it happen a couple times probably in my life. Not that often. Yeah. But it was like,
but every
boom,
time
and
it's
it's
very jarring, and it's very just like it'll
your whole body jerks right.
Yeah, like your whole day will be like for the rest of the day. I'm just like,
nerves are
you know
shot.
What I've heard people say that happens during when you're going from regular sleep to REM, it happens. That's what happens.
I was going to ask is could this be related to the sleep paralysis phenomenon, or this one's happened to me. I don't remember feeling like I'm floating out of my body, which is what gets reported in a lot of these cases. I'm laying there just drifting off, and all of a sudden there's that jerk.
Yeah.
And you just like, everything locks up, and you jump up. And you're like, man, what the heck was that? I didn't hear, you know, my head didn't explode or nothing like that, but there's that jerk feeling. Now, sleep paralysis is where apparently your brain wakes up before your body does, or something like that. I've had that happen one time. Wow. And I had been listening to Coast
to Coast.
Your
motor skills are completely turned off.
With George Norrie. So I had heard about this already. So I'm still a vampire, so I'm sleeping during the daytime, and I wake up in the afternoon, and I'm like, my whole head's totally awake.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I can't move. What's going on here? So I look down at my feet, and I can see my toes, and I go, oh, I know what this is. And I stay calm, and I just wiggle my I concentrate on just wiggling my toes. And then it's my feet, and then it's my legs, and it's everything else. I do a couple back spins and a break dance, and I get out of it. And that happened one time, and it was no big deal. And what happens, I think, in a lot of those cases is when it happens to people, they go, oh, my God, I can't move. And everything locks Freak up out. From their hair to their toes, and you're going nowhere.
Yeah, you panic. You instantly panic.
Yeah.
I'd be that person. I would be that person.
I've had some weirdest stuff happen to me in my lifetime. And it's funny because you meet and you see people or you'll hear stories from people and you think, man, that's crazy. I'd love to experience something like that. And I have. You know, the OBE thing, out-of-body experience. I had that when I was 12.
It kind of goes with my crazy theories I've been coming up with, that like the whole dimensional thing. Multiple dimensions. Mm-hmm. Like, when we dream, are we just in another dimension?
You know, because they still don't know while we sleep. I mean, technically.
Right.
Scientists
To me, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, I've always heard it's just your body resting itself. It's just a way of it rejuvenating itself, kind of hitting a reset button.
Uh-huh.
But why do you have to have 8 hours of sleep?
Is it that, or is it we're just living our lives in our other dimensions at that moment?
Well, if we are energy, and we talked about this in one of our last podcasts, where this physical reality, this organic physical reality, isn't real. It's not true reality. Real reality is what we here now call the spirit realm, you know, outside of space and time. What if when you dream, your true energy self goes... but goes out to the real world. Have you ever had it where you wake up and you're just like, oh my God, I slept for 8 hours. I don't feel like I've been laying here for 8 minutes. I am beat the hell up. What if that's because there's some kind of interdimensional galactic war and you're actually checking in and you're like, it's about time you got here, you lazy, get to work. And you're fighting the whole time.
Right.
And then when you come back, you're like, dude,
I should be rested. And in reality, I've been fighting off demons, fighting off aliens.
Yeah.
What if this is all a dream?
Yeah.
That's possible. You know, it's like when you have one of those kind of dreams that are so real, you wake up and go, oh my God, I got to get the, and do the, oh wait, that was just a dream.
Yeah.
And then you're back in reality. Yeah. What if that's what it's going to be like when we wake up
you're in your closest dimension. That's why the dream seems so real.
Uh-huh. I'll just tell you like what, that dream fades, this will fade. Because it's not real.
Have y'all... No. I mean, you shared the exploding head syndrome thing. Mm-hmm. Have y'all had anything else happen? I mean, paranormal in your life that was unexplainable?
Just, I seen shadow figures when I was a kid in the hallway. Like, that my parents would walk to the bathroom, and from my bedroom they had a mirror that I guess they were going to put in the bathroom but never did. It was a big mirror and it was just leaning up against the hallway, and then and I could see it. And then whenever they would come, they'd walk past the light in the hallway. And we even went back after we did our 6 meat Whataburger challenge. We went to my mom's house to test this out. Mm-hmm. And it worked. When they walked past the light, and this is what would happen. Most time, I'd see them. They'd walk past the light, so I'd see the light cast their shadow on the mirror. And then I would, like, close my eyes, and then I'd hear them. And then I'd look and see them go into the bathroom. So I'd see their shadow come.
Before you could actually see them.
So I knew they were coming.
Wow. Right.
So then I would know that they were going to stop and look at me, right? And then go to the bathroom, whatever. Uh-huh. Well, there was multiple times where I seen a shadow fully go across the mirror and no one ever came. For the shadow to go fully across the mirror, you would have to see some. You would see their physical person by the time they would get fully across the entire mirror.
I got you.
But I've seen the shadow go across the mirror and nobody be there.
Okay, that is a crazy and amazing story, but I want to back up to what you started with. Six meat water burger?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That's on. You can see that on Firepit TV.
What is your mom's house closer to your house from wherever you went to that water burger?
It's about.
It's about midway.
Yeah, so you went there to use the bathroom, bro. After 6 minutes.
Good. No, I didn't do that. Kevin and Kel did that.
Oh, yeah, they had a showdown.
Yeah.
Kevin, okay, that's why Kevin is on this edge kick thing. Right,
probably was. Killed it. It was the chocolate shake.
Yeah.
Wait, six meats and a chocolate shake?
Well, that was the whole deal. At first, it was going to be, the six meat Whataburger. And then Kel says, oh, yeah, well, it's up to Annie throwing a chocolate shake. Kevin won on, he ate his burger first.
Beat him.
But then when it came to the chocolate shake.
And that was the end of it.
Y'all talked about this on a podcast.
Yeah.
So. But multiple people showed up for their support, and they actually did it as well. But nobody else finished the burger at all.
I have to put a link on that. Yeah. Because there's a YouTube video of this.
Oh, actually, maybe one person did, but I don't think they had the chocolate shakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
So what about you, Christy? Have you had anything?
I've had a not personal experience, but whenever my son was 4 years old, we were at the house that my mother was basically raised in from the time she was 5 months old, and her sister had died in the house.
This is the story I butchered on our podcast.
Yeah,
she
go ahead.
She can tell it right.
Anyways, and so she was... born in a time whenever they didn't believe in a lot of medical intervention, and my grandmother was in labor for 3 days with her, and she had scar tissue on her left temple, so she was born with the label mentally retarded. And what they told her was and this is a preface that will help you understand later, that her phone lines were crossed. She could think, but she can't speak correctly. Like when she counted 1, 3. She skipped words, mm-hmm. and they said her mental capacity would never exceed a 12-year-old. So she died in the house. She rebelled against my grandmother because my grandfather died. They never told her. In 1981, he died. And she had beautiful, long, black hair. And he loved her hair, and she cut it all off with scissors. So it was very patchy, so she wore a towel around her head all the time, like a turban, like kind of when you get out of the shower and you put it around your head. That's how she wore it all the time, and she wore muumuus. So she died in 1996. My son was born in 1998. He was about 4 years old. Dude. We were at the house, and my grandmother's already passed away. My mom lives there now. And we didn't live in town. We lived out of town, and we were in visiting, and he had not been at that house very much at all, maybe never since he could talk. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're there, and my aunt also loved Elvis Presley. Had one of those huge record players. It was like the size of a dresser. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, so she would stand down in the den and play her records. Well, my son is a little. He's running around the house, and he goes down what used to be a garage. It's converted den. Mm-hmm. He steps in there, and we're in the kitchen. We're in the dining room. We're not thinking anything about it. And he comes back into the dining room, and he says, Mama, why does that lady in the towel not like me? I said, what do you mean?
Goodness.
The one in that room over there. I said, well, why don't you think she likes you? Well, she told me, get go, boy. That is something she would say. That was her language. She did not like boys. Every child that was ever born in our family was a girl. We couldn't bring them to the house if they weren't a girl. So they had to be a girl.
Mm.
And he was dressed in a ball cap and a blue jean jacket, and he was a boy. And she told him, he said, well, she looked at me and she told me, get go, boy. So why doesn't she like me?
Wow.
Yes, and he's 4. I mean, he has no clue. And so my mom says, oh, that's just Aunt Peggy. I mean, it was a just completely, you know.
Got the goosebumps.
Yes. Wow.
Okay, so, and I don't know if I asked y'all about this. I might have, but is that house still in existence?
Yes, it is. Slightly.
Slightly?
It's slightly in existence.
Okay,
yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah. We had talked about this because I was like, dude, we got to go and investigate the den like all night long.
She hated people being in the house. She hated men being the boys. Wow. The only person she liked was her brother Joe. She had three brothers. The only one she liked was Joe.
Well, we got two things working together.
Every boy was Joe.
Yeah.
And Judy was the girls. The girls were Judy. That's and my Aunt Joni was called Judy. And then my mother was called Judy, who's Judy. They were all Judys. And anyways, so she was never told that my grandfather passed away, and she definitely acted out because she only watched Channel 13. Every dog she had was named Queenie. I mean, these are some serious things that I can tell you about her that that if you went there and these things happened, there's no other
it's
way anybody
concrete.
Else would know this.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best, you know, ghost stories I've ever heard.
We have to worm
amazing.
Our way in there.
Yeah, make that happen, man. We'll definitely look to investigate that.
We'd have to invite your sister and them to come hang out here or something.
The house would, it needs more time to be able to fit us all in there.
I mean,
nicely, like to put.
To get it fixed up.
Yeah.
It's kind of an.
Even.
But they've, I mean, come on, they've investigated Yorktown and these other places.
There is just so much.
Well, if you're talking about that, the way the. Oh, no.
Yeah, there's just so much that is specific to her.
Is there someone living there?
Yes.
Then there's no way it could be as bad as Yorktown or Yoakum third floor. Because, God.
She died Yoakum. On the floor in the living room in the house.
Wow.
There was also a more recent event, but we're not going to discuss that.
No, there is. Okay. Yes, someone else has passed away on the property. But I'll discuss that afterwards. Whoa, it must be time to go. Official.
That's a huck thing that happens. Every investigation, every podcast.
It's like, oh, no.
Jeez.
So
I would even be tempted, at the very least, to like put just a recorder or something in the den. I mean, if you think you'd get away with that, I mean, you may not be able to go in there for like a full on, you know, bring the crew in, you know, type of investigation. But
we'll figure it out.
I'd love to get back in that house in Pearland, that one I lived in.
Uh huh.
That we had the most stuff ever happened to us in our life happened in that house. I mean, from that bright flash.
Well, that's what we have to do now. We have to decide where we're going next. Yeah. It's been too long. We got to get out in the field, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's really stopping us, to be honest.
We're just laziness, man.
We had a few things happen at my mom's house. And then my mom had, recently, they had some stuff where they were in their bedroom and they felt like somebody sat on their bed. Or something like that.
Yes, that was very recent.
What?
It was like after the renovation.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, what do you
they
know?
They had what they called a den, but it was an add-on to the house, and it had wooden steps actually built into the room that you went down on. And it was like three steps, so it was a good departure. It flooded all the time. So they tore it down and leveled it with the house and put a big room on there.
And this is the place where, I don't know if you've heard the story, where me and the other boy threw the duct tape through the hole in the door. Because the light came on.
Yeah.
And the light went off. And the light came on while we were there by ourselves. And then we ended up sitting out in the yard because we were scared. That was the room. Now that is their bedroom.
Wow.
Right. That's renovated into a bedroom. Right.
How funny is that? That's today we watched the low files and the light was going on and off. On and off. Remember?
On the, yeah.
In the elevator shaft.
Have you checked that out
yet? I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
The low files.
I'm going to. I've seen like a little quick clip of it. And I was like, I'm down with this.
The youngest kid, he's the biggest skeptic. He's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he tends to think like I would, and the things that he says, like there's that one clip where they've got the Ovilus 3, and spitting out words, and they're headed towards the kitchen, and it says pie. And Rob was like, pie, and we're headed towards the kitchen. And it was like, that's speculation. He just like looks at the camera and he shakes his head.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to check that out.
That sounds comedic. Sounds like
a man, we had a good time tonight.
Yeah.
And then a good after time sitting here with some Whataburger and some podcasting hanging out.
Is this a two-parter episode?
It might be.
Lord, I think so. We might do the thing where we put it One on your half town, on half on, your, half on ours.
Hey, there we go.
How cool would that be? Have it start here and then halfway through have it pick up at our place.
Yeah,
and then,
we can do that. Nice. That way they have to listen to both of our podcasts.
Yeah.
They get to. What are you talking about? I mean, it'll be everywhere. You get that's to. Right. That's
a weird. How long have we been recording? Did you know?
What time we started? I have 2 hours and 24 minutes on the recorder.
There we go.
Man.
So probably that's about 10 minutes of that was...
shuffling around, getting started. Yeah.
So we've got a good 2 hours. I know nice. That. So that's we can perfect. Do an hour here.
Appreciate
hour
y'all having and... us over.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this has been great.
Do this again sometime.
Oh, for sure. We're going to have to do some stuff for sure. When the weather gets cool, we'll have some mirror sessions and stuff.
Some Monster House, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to get with you.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Mirror at the Monster House.
Oh, boy.
And Shannon.
Oh, my goodness.
And Shannon.
Yeah. On a Ouija board. We'll use Shannon as a planchette.
No.
What you do is you lay the mirror down.
Oh,
make
boy.
The mirror a Ouija board, and then use Shannon as the planchette.
There you go.
Yeah, that would probably open up the portal to hell.
Oh, boy.
Sir No Face sticks his head out and goes, man, come on.
Even I think that's crazy.
Too much.
Like, get back. I know you're security guard.
All right.
Cool.
Later
on. Later.